This man. This man is no friend of mine!
What happened to your girlfriend has nothing.
Her name was Sarah! And she was a good person. And she'd still be alive. If it wasn't for you.
So it's revenge, eh, boy? An eye for an eye. Once you make such a declaration, there's no going back. There's nothing to go back to.
Good! Then we have a fight. Now, both of you, go and assign your belongings and pay to whatever god is yours. And come back here in 15 minutes.
Any more help?
They're more than enough. Here, take that, man. Not a lot, but it's enough to get you started.
Oh, no, no. I can't take this. I did this because I wanted to help you guys.
Hey, buy a car. Get a bus ticket. Do whatever. Just get out of here.
Thanks.
I'm gonna get some gas, okay? I'll meet you in the front.
All right.
Hey, buena suerte.
Gracias. Y buena día.
Coming with you to do the exchange?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea? I mean, what if something goes wrong and she gets hurt?
I need some incentive just in case Whistle doesn't want to go quietly.
You think any of this is going to go down quiet? Are they just going to give you LJ just like that?
It doesn't matter what I think. I know what these people are capable of. I'm going to gamble with my son's life.
Maybe you don't have to.
Alex. We'll be arriving at the courthouse in about 15 minutes. Then the hearing will begin shortly. All in all, this whole thing will be done within the hour.
Good. That sounds good. So with this deal, what specifically are they expecting from me?
They need to know everything. About the president, about the company. They want to confirm that you have viable, incriminating information and that you can be a cooperative witness.
I cooperate fully. I won't be just incriminating them.
You're worried about all those skeletons in your closet, but you have full immunity.
Everything will be fine. All you have to do is tell the truth. Stay calm.
Better not pull up.
Look, I don't know what you're thinking, but killing me is not going to solve your problems.
I'm not going to kill you.
Then what the hell was all that about?
You want to make it out of here without being seen? You need a diversion. Now we have one.
You're off your head. Do you know that? They're waiting up.
Time for this. It's almost 3 o'clock. And that means that tower guard should be drugged by now. At 3:13, the sun's going to hit the other guard tower. We'll have the cover we need. It's now or never.
Listen, Michael, I meant what I said about Sarah.
Finally, you have to mention that name again. We're getting out of here now, and then I'm trading you for my nephew. And I'm going to find out who's responsible for taking her life. And I'm taking theirs.
heard you out there in New York. Is it true about Sarah?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Michael. I mean it. She was a good person. I'm sorry.
Something wrong?
If anyone asks, just tell me your fuel pump's leaking, all right?
No. I'm going to the beach with you.
No. I need you to keep a lookout. When they get here, I'll call you, all right? If everything works out today, you and me, we're both going to get what we want. Stay here.
You're just doing your job. I bet you're as ready for this to be over with as I am. Hey, you know, once we get out of Panama, me and my dad and my uncle, we're gonna open up a scuba shop somewhere. Build a house on the beach.
Lovely.
Go swimming every day. I never lived by the ocean.
You can stop.
I always wanted to, you know?
I get it. You're a human being with dreams, plans for the future, all that. But whether you see it isn't up to me anymore. It's in your uncle's hands now. So let's just hope that he does his job.
What are you waiting for? Where's my home?
It's gone.
Well, just like that? Why? I mean, how?
How about we worry a little bit more about us, huh?
No, he got out of here kind of suddenly. How do we know he's not ratting us out right now?
Solos.
Yeah.
What did this happen?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll handle it.
Something wrong?
A couple of Panamanians might have gotten cold feet.
Exactly how cold? They just need some convincing. It's nothing to worry about. It's all going to work out. Meantime, we're going to take you to a hotel room.
Now, up until an hour ago, this was a dumb deal. So, what's happening?
Relax. This is still your best bet.
Unless someone else is offering you a get-out-of-zone-free card.
Remember, you only have 4 minutes of cover. So once you hit the ground, you run straight to the fence. Don't look up, don't look back, don't say a word.
What if this is
somebody else? Stop. You stop.
That's it?
That's it.
So who goes first?
Right now my life isn't worth a damn without yours. And if this doesn't go as planned, the first guy through that window is gonna get shot. That guy can't be you. I'll go. My God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Fingers! Come out and play!
We gotta go.
They can't find us here.
Well, what about this?
Stash it. Come on. Come on. Go, go.
Where are you off to, Bakra?
Room? This has all been a terrible mistake. Has it been?
We've worked it out. There's no need to take this any further.
Now you clearly don't understand. You can't have your foolishness spread in this place. No. I gave you every chance to pull out.
Please.
We know the rules. Two men go in, one man comes out. Now, the squall must be set. Let's go. Gentlemen, waiting for.
You two don't make this more interesting, I do.
Sorry, Nat. If anyone is getting out.
How's it look?
They got LJ in the back of the van.
Seem all right to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, how many people they got?
She's got a driver and a bodyguard, that's it.
All right. You know, I appreciate you hanging around, man.
Hey, we started this together, bro. Let's finish it that way.
Come on, Michael. Where are you?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be keeping watch.
Just checking. Making sure everything is all right.
They're running a bit late, that's all.
So what's the plan? You're gonna swim out, wait for the police to pass, and meet with a boat somewhere?
Something like that.
And then what?
You know what? You need to get back to the car.
Don't move.
Wow. I'm impressed. You actually got the guts to look me in the eyes. You stabbed me in the back. What you gonna do? Shoot me?
Don't. I can't let you hand over James to those people.
You need to think about what you're doing.
I have. Ever since you told me what they did to Sarah. When they get here, James and I were leaving.
Where to?
I don't know. Someone that won't find us.
So this whole time you played me?
Like you've been playing me. Bringing me here to be your lookout? But it's okay. We're both here doing what we have to for the people we love.
You do this, you may as well be shooting my son yourself.
I'm sorry. They should be out by now. Any sign?
All quiet.
How much longer do you want to give them?
I know you wanted to live by an ocean your whole life. Sad to think the closest you'll get is being buried under one.
You're not going to kill me.
Oh?
You need me. You already killed Sarah. Anything happens to me, you're out of bargaining chips.
Michael doesn't get Whistler out today. I don't need to bargain anymore. You'll all be dead.
Hurtado, ¿dónde estás? Oye, Roldán, manda a alguien a la Torre 1 para verificar con Hurtado.
Él no está contestando su diario, yo no puedo ver.
Confirmado. Mandaré un par de hombres para investigar.
No draws here.
If this isn't finished by one of you, I'm coming down to finish both of you.
Oye, Hurtado. Luis, coge la posición. ¿Qué haces? ¿El mismo que en el trabajo,
¿eh?
No. ¿Qué me pasó?
No sé, ¿qué pasa? ¿Tienes frío?
Ay, Dios mío.
Oye, Roldán, tenemos un problema aquí.
I don't care what you do, but I'm taking the car.
What?
Thank you.
What's going on?
Estamos
en
un choque. Manos detrás de la cabeza.
Put your head on top of your head.
You, come down here. Now, we are going to find out who is behind this.
What?
Were you going to let me know what the hell's going on?
Lincoln.
I'm here.
Good. Where are they?
They're in the car with me.
I heard the alarm.
They were long gone before that thing went off.
Well, if they got such a head start, why are you so far behind?
Listen, you want me to talk to you or drive?
I want you to put Whistler on the phone.
What?
Put him on.
He's in the truck. But if you feel that strongly about it, I can pull over and you two can have a nice little talk. And if we're real lucky, maybe some cops will swing by. I'm sure they'd like a word, too. You know what? Just get LJ ready.
Whoever tried to escape assaulted one of my men. And as you know, any attempt on the life of a Panamanian soldier warrants the death penalty. This attempt was made from cell number 212. And if memory serves, that cell belongs to members of your crew, no? You are one of the Lookman's boys, eh? Is it yourself? I'm going to take that as a yes. I thought we were compadres, you and I. I let you run your business, have your whores. When you asked me for your own personal supply of water, when the plumbing went down, did I not provide it? When you asked me to get rid of the phones, make them contraband, so you could control the trading here, did I not comply? I do all of this for you. And in exchange, you were to do one thing for me. Keep these men in line! Maybe we just backed the wrong horse. Perhaps there is another in here. Better suited for the job? Good luck, Breda.
None of us tried to break out of that cell.
I do.
And you must know there's only one guy here foolish enough to try.
Nice to see you back in form.
Thanks. Any news from Solids?
He's working on it. It doesn't matter what people say.
What do they say?
You know, people how they talk.
About?
The men, the ones they say you killed. Is it true? Because if it is, you can talk to me about it.
That fact.
Yes, you can trust me.
Just let me get this straight. Someone sends you to be good cop?
It's not what this is.
There never was a deal, was there?
Solins just wants me to confess so he can bring me up on more charges back in the States.
The deal is legit.
The hearing was supposed to be an hour after we left the prison, and I'm still waiting.
So why don't you just come clean, Felicia, huh? For old time's sake. How about it?
How about you do me the same courtesy, Alex? I'm not blind. My brother was a user. I can smell the stuff a mile away. Don't you accuse me of being the one who's hiding something. Yeah.
Hey, I just got confirmation from the radio. The guards took a head count and they secured the perimeter. No one made it out of there today.
Suka, what's going on?
Looks like they're packing up.
Whatever you do, don't let them take LJ, all right? Just up.
Link? Link?
Suka!
Get the hell out of here, now.
Get you out of this, I promise.
You sure you want to make promises to your son you can't keep?
Watch your mouth.
I'll let you know a little secret. When he chooses this land of work, you know it's all going to come down to a moment like this. So kill me.
Let him go. Let him go!
Kill him. Kill him.
Dad!
Doesn't matter what you do to me, the operation failed. So put your gun down, Link. Kill him. Dad!
No! Give me one more shot.
To do what?
Let me find out what happened at Sun. Let me talk to Michael. We can still get Whistler. We can make this happen. We can make this happen. We can... We can do this.
Put him in the van.
Dupre! You right?
Look what happened out there.
It happened out there.
It's all
right.
Right. But just so as you know, I wouldn't have gone through with it.
Lucky for us, we'll never have to find out.
So what do we do now?
You know why we're here, boy?
Well, I'm no doctor, but I'm just guessing your mother had a little bit too much to drink one night and,
Keep talking. You're gonna be next. How you want it, brother? Fast or slow?
Think of it later. Handle this one myself. Do you have children, Mr. Schofield?
Maybe someday.
That's very optimistic for a man in your position. Myself, I have 5. 3 boys, 2 girls. Now, I used to tell them a story. I believe in your country they call it the boy who cried wolf. You know it? Well, then you know the moral of that story is even when liars tell the truth, they can never be believed. But your life's on the line, boy. Are you trying to break out of this prison, Mr. Schofield?
No.
Are you trying to break out of this prison?
We both know that's not possible.
Answer me or else.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me the truth. I want to hear it.
You want a reason to kill me?
No one. I have good reason to kill you. Because of you, it's no longer possible for me to effectively govern this prison. Justified or not, the men no longer have faith in me. There needs only one thing for me to do to guarantee my survival. You are breaking out of this prison, Mrs. Schofield. And you're taking me with you.
I've got some good news, and I've got some better news. Let's start with the good. Panamanians are back on board.
And the better news?
You're going to have a really nice sleep on that bed.
I thought that after the hearing that I was going to be on a plane back to the U.S. You said...
And you will be, but it's just too late to do the hearing now. I'll get to it first thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Sounds well, right?
Please, is there something, is there anything that we can do to help speed things up?
When a genie grants you a wish, you don't really tell him to make it snappy.
This hearing needs to happen today. The hearing needs to happen right now!
You know, you are unbelievable. I have dropped everything to come down here and drag your sorry ass
out of that
hellhole.
I can't.
I need you a deal.
I can't wait.
You know, I am so glad I have made this trip to help your esteemed colleague. I have just heckled. Cuff him.
Is that necessary?
Cuff him.
Sorry. Seen Whistler?
No. You know, I spent my whole career trying to keep bad people behind bars. I somehow, by doing my job, I was making the world a better place. And then you hear about what happened to someone like Sarah. Damn, it doesn't seem like there's more bad people out there than in here.
I warned the brothers what would happen if they failed. If I give them more time now, I may as well hand them a condom and a cigarette to go with it. You know, I came all the way down here to
The least you could do is offer me an opinion.
I thought we agreed it was best for you to not come here.
And I thought you needed to be out in 7 days. I need to know how this delay is going to affect things.
Well, it won't be comfortable, but it will be possible.
Oh, well, thank you, James, but that doesn't exactly ravage me with confidence.
Then what would?
Your ass on a plane.
4 more days. If I'm out of here by then, I can still do it. Trust me, it'll be fine.
I'll let the brothers know.
Gretchen, about Sophia.
She's fine. Burroughs is taking real good care of her. Good luck, James.